Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
So people know, have an idea what they want to do, but they don't know what to do next. So what is your counsel in this regard, especially for someone that maybe is trying to enter into a space newly? You've seen the vision, but now you are experiencing vision block, you really don't know what to do next. What is your counsel in this regard, sir?
Okay, thank you, sir. I just realized I sent you something now. Okay, I should not forget that. I just realized I wrote two books last year, and I'm here to print the second one. But there is a way you can get it on Seller. It's an ebook. And I wrote that book within just one day or so. It was just about five levels of thinking. And to be sincere, what's just there is in that book. I call it I-5. I-5. Five levels of thinking. That, you know, when people say they are thinking, but some people, they are not thinking. It's just worry. But when it is worry, why you know it's worry is that you have no answer. When it is thinking, you can see A, B, C, a little bit of D, you know, before you start saying Q, P, and the rest. But you know you have seen A, B, C. But when it is worry, you are not seeing anything at all. Just want to step into business. And people like that, they are just, maybe because other people are doing it. Me too, I want to do it. One of the things I first advise is that don't check anybody doing what you are doing. You will not see anything. If a division block is because you are looking at your neighbor's back. Somebody's ahead of you. You are looking at the person. Everything you see is the latest design the person made. And in the days of social media, people don't know that they have actually injured their own mind. This thing called mind, is your greatest asset. I like the way Bishop put it, that it protects this thing more than anything. The vision block will actually come from your mind. You already blank. In fact, people pretend as if they are doing business. And they are not doing business, but they want to impress. Oh, I have an idea. When you check deep down, it is not the idea. In that book, you will see it. The first eye. I can't really pick the first eye. Okay, the first one is ideation. Is it ideation? That even when you say you have an idea, it's not an idea until you process it, till it becomes your own. Your own. That individuality is what will give you edge in that industry. You cannot see anybody except you see yourself. And unfortunately, nobody will celebrate you. You need to like yourself. But because nobody is seeing what you are seeing, and you want celebration. Do you understand that? You want celebration. And you cannot be celebrated yet. For Joseph, it took him 13 years. And let me say, this thing will take a long journey. So for the vision block, when there is that blockage or whatever, the first thing you do, tell yourself the truth. Stop everything. God call it eternal life. You are going to, that eternal life is to give you the push and the energy. Do you understand that? You can be in another business. You can be in another, for instance, in Accra, some things God told me, said, don't do this thing. Because even in Accra, now, there are something, sorry for mentioning Accra, so you will not think that everybody there, they are bad. Don't let me say Accra, it can happen anywhere. There are some things I want to do, and I will just push it when I do not have money. Before you know it, those who have money, they just pick it up. Please, don't try it. Until you have money, keep it. That's another level. It will be boiling in you that this thing will work. But don't push it without capital. There are vultures. There are people. All they are there. Some people browse just to check things. And you want to impress. But as you are impressing people, you are getting poorer. And the greatest danger now is now to see your company in your neighbor's compound. Please write it down. That thing can hurt you eternally. You see your company in your neighbor's compound. As you are going, you are seeing it. Imu de la idea yo. Do you understand that? So, keep it. Then, when you have that vision block, rest. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their spirit. And that's why, you know, because this is a church, you know, the spiritual part is what we just did. Do you understand that? The spiritual part is what, and this one is very good. It is the very power of God. Do you understand that? So you go back. And please, I will advise, fast. If it is like 12 p.m., show God that you are serious. Do you understand that? And what you want to do, let God know that it is his purpose on it. I want to write book. I want to be a fashion designer. I want to be a banker. I want to own a bank. I want to believe anybody can own a bank. In fact, that guy I mentioned the other time, he joined us because I actually said that I cannot work in a bank without owning a bank. It's a strange fate. I see them giving loans every day. I know all the tricks in the banking industry. I will go for 40 days. Check all this, our pastor. That's what they do. In Africa, things are tough. We depend on fasting. I'm telling you, it's our capital. I'm telling you, don't just assume favor will happen. Africa, I don't blame government. I don't talk about them. As I was coming down, the budget, I just checked something on my phone and I saw something about budget, Northwest Kingdom. Immediately, when you see those figures, it will kill your faith. Be not deceived. Evil communication. Not only good manners, good ideas. You put the weight of the country on your little mind, you will die economically. So when you have that, he said, they that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Even ask actors, writers, that at times they will be writing, get to a level, they don't have anything again, they stop. So if it is the same thing with business, stop. Work in another place. Do you get it? But be learning. Do you understand that? If it is the real something, it will come back again. There are things I used to do, I will stop them, I will pick them later. Do you understand? So I said it in two ways. Even if you don't have the money, stop. If you have the money and you cannot see clearly, stop. The idea will still be real. But in the next 12, 3 months or so, you will have improved or innovate on the same idea. I have known Pastor Shafei as a pastor. Oh my, the first time I saw him, I remember he was putting on one, I will never forget. Because I was the way he was talking, I was like, who is talking this way? The same way he was talking, is it the way he's talking? Because he had to change. Do you understand that? Ideas too, they don't change. Do you get it? Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same thing with your idea. But one thing is that when you keep learning on it, without doing it, you will meet the idea later. But you dropped it, you are not learning, everything will die. So please, like Pastor said, the vision must be extremely clear. Very, very clear. Like me now, I do a lot of business teaching. Some pastors don't like it. Do you understand that? That Pastor Timmy, the only thing he knows is business. I've carried that pain for years. You will suffer segregation. They will push you aside. But I just realized, I cannot do without it. Till even get to a stage where I started giving people business name. I said, this is my calling. Everybody have their own. So me, what I do, mind, another thing, mind your own business. What is the meaning of mind your business? I feel like it's that. You put your mind in that book. I put it on way that when it is I, the capital, the letter I like this, you drop it down as if you want to drill a hole. So for you to see clearly, you sit down again and begin to think. There are days off your phone. You don't need it. No WhatsApp discussion. Nothing. 1 hour. Meditate. Meditation is not studying of Bible alone. Sorry. Meditation is just a simple term that God told Joshua. You can meditate on fashion. Think, God bless you. Ah, wow. I think we are from the same mother. Wow. I like that. Think on this thing. So when you say meditation, meditation, you just think the only thing you meditate is Bible. No. You want to bake cake for a wedding ceremony. You don't know what to do. Please, the next thing should not be that. Let me go and check somebody's Instagram post. For the first time, trust yourself. In fact, when people see that you copy them, they disrespect you. I'm not saying it is bad. Do it. First, just try. Day one, day two, day three. Just keep trying. Because if you don't do that, on economic matter, you will never trust God. The only thing you will trust God for is your spiritual life. And unfortunately, our business life is our spiritual life. When money is not involved, everybody will be down. It's upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Blessed are the poor in spirit. They are poor, but they are spiritual. Said they will see the kingdom. Do you get it? If you are spiritual in your poverty, you will see what others have not seen. Then you now look for money to implement it. Said, bless the poor in spirit. They will see. That seeing is what Pastor is talking about. Be sure that you want to do. This is your line. This is your line. This is your line. Stay there till everything is clear. But in the process, look for something else to do. But don't allow your mind to be away from that thing. When it is well with you, sir, make mention of me to Pharaoh. He said it. It's an investment. His mind didn't leave that palace. When you see people that could help you, you speak. It means your mind is there. You call your uncle, share back the words most of you. I still need that money. You remind the person. In fact, I used to tell people that your uncle buy a very good wristwatch for you. Uncle, please, I enjoy this. It is because of the real money you want to collect. There are some people you call them to remind them. There are some partners you still need to talk to. Just make sure of all things in this world, never allow your mind to depart from that verity. All of a sudden, just be driving around Jibo, all of a sudden, bam, just a signboard, boom, oh, that's it. Or you are watching a football match, all of a sudden, because your eyes just, it's on your mind. Then before you know it, so when they now call you, can you do this thing? You say you can do it. Because you are, yes, thank you, ma'am, because you are prepared. But that will be, you cannot do it. The vision will be blood one day. There is no how. You will get to a level, you won't just know what to do again. That's why the preservation is there. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew. But the whole thing now is that, I will beg you, just be sure that is the real vision that you want to do. First, I used to have restaurant business. Pastor is aware about it. My daughter is into it now. And I've been planting that vision into her. There is a kind of bakery I see in our city that I've not seen anywhere. I said, I'm going to do this thing. So at the time when I went to encourage my daughter, I said, I will look for 20 million naira to do. She will now smile. If I want to send her an errand, that's what I will use. That you can do this thing. There are some supermarkets, you just go there, check the way they are doing it. Check the way they are doing it. Rabo Shata Yagada. You put that thing in your mind. You put that thing in your mind. And then when you do your tithe, what do you do? Father. He said you will rebuke the devourer. Everything you do, you remind him. Everything. That is spirituality. It means you are sensitive. It means you are in line with God. Then vision must be your purpose. Purpose. This thing is my purpose. Do you understand that?
So, hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Praise the Lord. Now, I think we may have space for one or two questions. Pastor Tokwe, you may need to help me. Let's get an extra mic. We need to do this so it can be done by 11:30. Okay, very. Let's start from where you are standing. And Anatu is back. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My question is, sometimes for me, sometimes I struggle to balance my spirituality with the corporate life. Sometimes if I want to, you know, if I'm praying and I'm praying for ideas and all of that, once I'm done and I'm coming back to the corporate life and I see the way people behave, I struggle to balance it. So I don't know if it's only me or how can we balance our corporate life with spiritual life, that you don't focus on just being too spiritual and forget your corporate life, or being too corporate and forget your spiritual life. Thank you, sir.
It's not only you. Do you get it? I've had some people are smiling already. It's not only you. But this is the advice I used to give people. I think, to be sincere, number one, we are spirit. And I think devil is actually cheating a lot of people with this. Let me tell you this. This thing they call secular space is your space. But you go there with your spirit. You pray at home. When you get to the office, you can be speaking in tongues under your breath. You greet an alaji. For saying alaji abawoni, that doesn't mean you are not spiritual. Do you understand that? One of the things, you know, when like me now, I have a feeling that one day when I start doing some big things, but deliberately, it's likely I want to pick a Muslim as my lawyer. Do you understand that? Because this Joseph we are talking about, the people he dealt with devil. So if you want to have the Joseph anointing, you must, and like the way Pastor put it the other time, say he prepared a table. In fact, I thank God. In fact, it's like I just came to receive that word in Lagos. Oh no, I've been to a little support. You just said now that God will ask them to stand up. So don't forget that they are standing, you are sitting. And when you look at it scripturally, say we are seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above principalities. So we have that. Either you are sleeping, you are seated. You are typing, you are seated. Do you understand that? That it's not only when we say, when you know, we used to think that when we are speaking in tongues, that's when we are spiritual. No. We are spiritual all through. But not that you have not been fasting, you have not been praying, and I know anything, the person is dead already. They just use the person for Sarah in the corporate world. So in that corporate world, like Pastor said, the best thing, your knowledge, your intelligence, that's what they want. They want higher knowledge. They want something you can say, You know, at times when Pastor says, can you hear deep? At times, it is these corporate people that should just go out and say something and say, where did you get that? They say, Jesus, what wisdom is this that was given him? Mark 6:2. What wisdom is this? So when you get to the corporate setting, for the fact that you are playing doesn't mean you are not spiritual. Do you understand that? Be sensitive with your call. Carry that nature. Dress like what you want people to say about you. Just, you have to put your mind, you discipline your mind towards that. I'm a business person. I work in this organization, but I have the consciousness that I'm carrying my own business. So like Joseph, he woke up one day and he told those guys, why are you crying? Why are you sad? They didn't go to him. In fact, the most strategic person in the Bible is Joseph. He went to them in the morning, said, what happened to you? They are secular guys. They said, we are sad. What happened? He said, it's our dream. He said, that's a small thing. And he did something for them. So he was a prisoner. And he was interpreting dream. Remember, interpretation of dream was not part of his duty in the prison. So you must learn how to come out and come in. Come out and come in. So there is a way you show one side to people. There is a way you have to be strategic. You are selling. Please, every day, 365 days, you are selling. Check what you post on social media. Let it be consistent with what you are saying. Some people confuse people with the things they do. So people don't even understand that. make sure that what you are saying is the same today. That when they wake you up in the middle of the night, you will still be saying the same thing. Then you are being guided by the Spirit of God to now pray. It carries you. So don't feel that when I pray, that's when I'm spiritual. When you are walking, you are spiritual. When you are driving, you are spiritual. You can do anything at that particular time. And that's why being spirit-filled is very, very important. Because you are going to deal with real devil. That devil just say, another thing about fasting is this, that when you fast, let me tell you this about fasting. You can fast today. Maybe it is Friday that you will need the power of the fasting. When you fast, you recharge your battery. It's like you are traveling. You have to service your car. You know, at times when you fast, like nothing. How many of you know that? When you fast in a particular day, it's like nothing happened. Something happened though. Something happened. You have stored something. You can just get to a bus stop one day and somebody just wants to embarrass you. And one word from you just silence the person. It is because you have gathered the power. Do you understand? Because when you are fasting, you think you have done God favor that particular day. You can't love break by. Those things, please, we should outgrow those things. That fasting, automatically need the kidney. A prophecy came in December. You may need it in March. So when pastor said it, you keep it. You meditate on it. I told you. So I can't tell you the things he told you. I can't tell you something. There are some things after service, when you are church, somebody said, how can a pastor prophesy to you like that? That what that pastor said is so sweet. Money, I like that man. He's so free. Some people, you are thinking, if some pastor, they won't tell me. What you told me, they look so heavy. They are asking me, how come? Things like that, I check them over and over. I check them over and over. Do you understand that? So just be in that space all through. Don't separate. And let me say this. Don't separate your life. You are spiritual all through. Don't say, I have a secular life. I have a financial life. I have Sherry, we cannot. You cannot carry those wallah. Just know that you are spiritual. As you are spending, you know why you are spending. You are buying this, you know why you are doing this. You are saying this, you know why. You know, I don't want to gossip. You know why you should not gossip. I don't want to say bad thing. You know why you should not say those things. Not that you call somebody. Not say, Father, forgive me. Father, God, me. Just be conscious. I remember what I said. Somebody just looking for a trap in the economic world. Just something to corrupt your spirit. Do you understand? Carry yourself. Then don't do too much. Don't do too much. Don't overstress yourself. Don't do too much. You have 24 hours. There are some things you cannot do. There are some things you have to drop them till some years to come.
Hallelujah. So I think please, you need to step forward. So I think something we need to take out from what God's servant has said is that you can engage the force of proper time management. You know, Monday is for this.
Yes.
Don't, whatever is meant for Tuesday, don't do it on Monday.
Yes.
So that you can spiritually process every activity. Mm. Don't lose your spirituality because of your business. And that happens very easily. You know, sometimes some of you will notice that you may be very busy at what you do. 3 p.m., you may not even remember you've not eaten.
Mm.
But the day you decide to fast,
yes,
the woman selling egg roll on your street will come out that morning. All those evil forces, it's as if you have ulcer pain. Eh? So be wise as a serpent. As Satan is planning, be planning for him too.
Then don't stress your mind too much. Don't put too much on yourself. Don't do too
please
much
come
business.
Forward, please.
It
all
will
right.
be tempting.
Very, very quickly, let's take your question.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, sir, I wanted to ask about when you spoke about vision and purpose, is there a place, how do I put this? Is there a place for the imagination? So let me explain.
Wow.
Now, when you have a vision about something, I have this thing to create something from my younger years, and then over the years, it keeps expanding as I grow older. And then I decide to do it, and then somebody says, this thing with this name already exists somewhere, but it's in a very minute way. And then you abandon that thing because they say it exists. And then, should I say, is it God? I want to believe it's God. Brings it back, but now in a more expanded version of it. And it still keeps growing by the day. You still wake up and you think about that thing, and it's an event. You are seeing people coming. You are seeing this happening. You are seeing that happening. Then you stop yourself from imagining, like, you are thinking too far. Stop. And then you wake up again, and the same thing just keeps happening. And then it gets to the point of God saying, even in this meeting today while we're praying, go and register it first, even if you don't have faith. Does it make sense to even want to attempt it?
Yeah, it makes sense. Number one, there is nothing God called you to do that expires. Nothing.
Hallelujah.
Never get to that stage in life where you think, oh, somebody have been doing this thing, I need to do it. No. I don't need to do it again. No. What you need to do is to improve. If you can see, okay, like this phone now. You want to do this phone now, and you've been planning to do it. And I think this affects a lot of us. Some of the things we plan to do, because of time, we see them already. How many of you understand that? Because we did not do them on time, you see them already. That doesn't mean you cannot. All you need to do now is to look for the improved version of that thing. That even the person that did this thing, we look at it, Papa, Bolele Tiwa. You understand it? That's why I used to tell people this. When you want to start business, come out big. It's all she with that. People that have been there will now be wondering, who is this? Do you understand that? Okay, who is this? You back called something like that, like Era Wilson. I go, wow, look at this person. That was what Joseph did. Joseph came so late. Do you remember? Joseph came so late. I used to think Joseph was supposed to be the firstborn. Pastor, have you thought about that?
Yeah.
Because it was... I'm telling you, Joseph, he got the same position because it was his mom that the father liked most. But they play Ojoro, 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 Ojoro. See, 10 sons, the 10 of them, sir, they were not relevant. Do you understand that? Destiny waited for Joseph to appear. That when Joseph appeared, the Baba did not buy clothes for the 10 Agbayas. It was when Joseph, the original dream, more like in my mind. More like in my mind. So he waited. So when Joseph now came, can you imagine? For several years, the Baba still bought the clothes for him. When they said the boy died, he was still mourning the boy. Forget it. Even in their deaths, he did not like. So you must see yourself as that Joseph being delayed or in prison. I used to tell people, there was time I was not active on social media. I said, in the days of Joseph, when he was in prison, he could not do X. He could not do Instagram. The day his own social media appeared, everybody said, wow. They bowed. So you innovate for the old ones to bow and say, wow. They will come back to learn from you. So you don't say that. If that thing is coming back over and over, it means God wants you. But now, all you need to do is to make sure that you improve on the existing ones. If not, people will not just respect you.
Finally, please, very quickly, you spoke about leadership in the corporate world, and you also spoke about having the audacity to speak when decisions are being made.
Okay.
Now, what happens to you when you have a senior manager or director in a company that, should I say, we laid his way into position? Meaning there were people who are there and they're still there who should have gotten the position by hierarchy that he has. Now, this person now sees you talking to the number one person in the organization directly.
You have to be careful.
The person gives you access, not because you worked for it, but because the person saw you do something else outside of the organization and goes like, why are you doing that out here? But we need this here. And then you are trying to hide the relationship. You are trying to cover the relationship.
You need to hide it. You need to hide it.
And then the person, the number one person goes to say, oh, I need this person to do this for me. And then the person just goes, oh, you have this access. And now you are not planning to talk about their position. You just want to grow yourself and your career. And you are now labeled a threat. They've not told you, but you know it. What do you do?
Number one, you come to church regularly and fast. Because number one, let me tell you, corporate setting is not easy. Do you understand that? Please, please say this. There was a banker in our church some years ago. I just got a revelation for him that he should begin to pray over the economy of Akure Land. He didn't pray. You know what he did? He went away. Few days later, they sacked him. You know what he told me? He said, Pastor, I have a colleague. She knows all the herbalists in the city. And I said, God sent me to you as herbalist. But because I don't have beard and I don't shake my head when I'm prophesying, he said, you did not follow what I said. Do you understand that? I said, So anything can happen. So what you can do on a matter like this, you're already a corporate threat. You don't need to hide that. Number one, I will advise. You pray. Then, firstly, try your best to hide the relationship. Don't show it. Nobody will like it. You hide it. Then you pray, knowing that no evil will happen to you. Then you pray until you get what you want. And you are sure that you are saving that place. Then you honor that semi-boss, the one in between. You honor the person. The person may not like you. They will not like you. I'm telling you, people will not like you. There's nothing you can do about that. Open a shop tomorrow, people will hate you. So just know that. But one thing is sure, greet them, respect them. Don't allow that offense. The offense will block your, everybody listen to me. That offense will block your creativity. And when you are no longer creative, you will now be stuck, even in the position you thought you have gained. And when you are now growing up again, people will now mock you. They mock Joseph. So you must be sure that God is God and God only. You pray very well, but look for you are a worker in church. Part of the, do something now, because it's not going to be an easy journey. I'm not threatening you, but that is the reality. Do you understand that? But don't show yourself that I've arrived and everything. I do. That some places don't talk. Do you understand that? But be close to the people involved.
Praise the Lord.
Pray very well.
Hallelujah. Okay, because of time, we are supposed to shut down 11:45. So we'll take Fatima Brapat and did I see God's powers hand? So just one short question so that Ayomide, your question should be very short too, even though you are very tall. So I want us to, so that the man of God can yes, so Fatima, over to you.
Thank you very much, sir, for the wonderful session. So I had two questions, but thankfully you've answered like one of it partially. So I'll just go to the second one so I don't waste anyone's time. So I wanted to ask, when you have many ideas and you are good at all, how do you go about that?
Okay. If you have many ideas and you are good at all,
and they are kind of like within the same sphere, so you just want to
look for the best one and focus on it first. Do you get it? Look for the best one and focus on it first. Just focus on it. Then please, if you can get this book, it will really help you. It's all about how to ideate, how to incubate, innovate, then turn it to an industry. It's about 5 levels of thinking from Proverbs 25, Counsel in the Heart of a Man. It's my book. Yeah, I've sent the link
to the church WhatsApp group on seller. That's so you good. Can.
Uh-huh. So it talks about many things you want to do. Counsel in the heart of a man is like a deep water, but a man of understanding will draw him out. So you must have the understanding on the right one, not to carry everything at the same time.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, Gospel, 5 seconds. Tina,
you,
I will take your question. Loretta, have you answered the question? She's thanking my wife. Hey, okay. All right, Gospel.
Thank you, sir, for the privilege. Talking about the subject of excellence, it's one of the two people that work in the spirit of excellence in the Bible is Joseph, and we know about a guy called Benzali. And there are many other people, and they seem to be good in what they are doing. And so I understood that the subject of excellence is beyond dreaming big or thinking
or packaging.
Yeah, thinking big. So the question is, what is the right posture of the heart or the right mentality of the mind that we must develop in order to open us on this subject of the spirit of excellence.
What I just see for you now is that whatever God places in your hand, begin to speak in tongues on those things. That Bezali you talk about is the direct spirit of God on his life. Please, don't trivialize anything. Do you get to speak in tongues over everything? You are a painter. Rakashata yagada. As you are speaking in tongues, you are looking at that thing. Then you are generating ideas. Then you celebrate it. You don't look down on yourself. People will make you to look down on yourself. That, who are you, fashion designer? Mm-mm-mm. But when the spirit of God breathes on what you are doing, everybody will celebrate. Please, your spirituality is attached to that thing. Do you understand that?
And please, also important to know that that thing you are looking down on, some people are charging 500,000 for it per dress.
Yeah. Like, so, let me just say, I used to give people business names until I saw it in America that it's a big business. So I've told myself now that if I want to give business name now, I'm going to charge a lot. I just give it out. Bra bra, oh, then work. People like it. They will go to Covet Affairs, they will not see the name there. In fact, it's only I cannot do the one for church. That you want to start church, I can just tell you. You know, people say God told them this. I say, okay, God can tell me the name to give you. Do you understand that? But some of those things, you just look down those things and you can make a lot out of it.
And really, if you look at the name of the church pastors, he really, church experience, like, okay, like, you've not edited anywhere. All right.
So just provide. They get it.
All right, Brapat.
Okay. Thank you, pastors. I don't know, my pastor has started talking the line of my question. My question is about pricing.
Pricing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? Fire.
So, some of us in business space, you want to do something, and maybe because of skill and professionalism, you know, there are some things you can do very, very fast. A good example, I can produce any beat within 10 minutes.
Any beat?
Yes. Within sound. 10 minutes. Yeah. Wow. I can do that. I can miss any job within a day.
Sir, what you just do this now. Mm. Go and study David.
Okay.
How he killed Goliath. I mean, how he killed the lion, the bear, and how he killed Goliath. I just study that portion and see what he said when he wanted to kill Goliath. Okay. He said, what shall be done to the man that killed this Goliath? And they told him what they will give him. That is the power of negotiation in the Bible. Sir, go and read it. Pray. There is no simple answer for you. It's going to be a very deep one between you and God. Read it over and over and over and over. Fast on that revelation. Do you understand that? You will see the very power of God available for you. That when it matters, you will know. Because I like the confidence that you can make any beat. Do you understand that? Do you like that answer?
Yeah. What I'm saying, I like that answer. You know, because of the professionalism and skill in doing it, you begin to feel, is this thing not too small? Is the labor not too small to charge this amount? You begin to feel guilty.
That feeling is what God wants to kill now. Yeah. That feeling. People, Christians have that kind of feeling. Like today now.
Yeah.
Pastor said, my book is 5,000 naira. And thank God for Pastor Omi, she's my friend. She just came to me and said, Pastor, is he 5,000? I said, don't mind him more. Is he 5,000 naira? I wanted to actually say, it's 5,000. But just look at that. This is the wife. This is the husband. I said, let me talk to the wife, Jerry. I said, it's 7,000 also. Do you understand that? But the husband said 5,000. She came to me and said, don't mind him more. I said, it should not call price for you. She was not asking me. Do you understand that? And I say, okay, let me stay with the wife. Do you understand? We all have that, especially for us as pastors. You know, it got to a stage, sir. I don't want to put pastor behind my name with what things I do. Oh, he's a pastor. He won't charge. But I'm training my daughter now. That one. Thank God, it was pastor. The day pastor came to our church, my daughter received pastor spirit. She's like a prophetess in our house now. They get it. So I've told her she should not specialize things too much. And please be careful about that. When you put church thing on your head too much, the devils in the street will cheat you. One more Christian who can charge. They know it's a game. It got to a stage in our church. There are some people, we don't call them pastor. If you're a doctor, you're a doctor. Dr. Itayo, you are an engineer. So I have to remove the pastors in front of their name. I told them, I said, the world will cheat you the way they've cheated me. Do you understand that? So I said, as from now, when you get to church, you are a pastor. When you get to that place, don't tell them that you are Pastor Kinikon. So, but the way it is, Pastor Kinikon, they will just, they will just give you the size of the church. And the size of the church is as poor as church rats. Do you understand that? So just be that feeling. That's why go and read that place. You will see the boldness of a non-professional, like Pastor said. He said, what shall be done to the man that will do this thing? He was asking for price. Davido. David has said, the Lord is my shepherd. Do you understand that? That David. And they told him, they said, your family will not pay tax again. Then the king will give you wife. If you tell that to a young man, what is the dream of a young man? If it is not money and girl. And the king was so bad. The king knew he needed somebody to die. So he tempted all the young boys. If anybody should kill this stupid man, I will give him my daughter. And he was even lying. Yes, yes. Do you know he didn't plan to release the girl? You see how wicked our world is. So the guy risked his life only for the father now to want to kill the boy later. So even what people promise you, they may not give it. So please, do something.
I think this issue of pricing, we need to...
That's why I said you go and read that. All of you, go and read that, please.
In fact,
everybody.
What I would have probably preferred is we have a Zoom meeting to be an open forum on the church. Let's talk about it, because what he's saying is experience. It's something he has done for years. So if he's doing it in 10 minutes, it's not 10 minutes. It's his experience that is... So you should charge. Yes.
Then there's something I noticed, sir. I'm sorry, with all humility and everything. You know, what you are doing, most of the guys there now, they are these unbelievers. Sir, maybe I will see you after this service. What I want to tell you, pastor will be there before I will tell you. But let me put it there. We'll meet with pastor. I will tell you. So don't let me say it publicly.
All right, Tina, over to you.
Thank you very much, sir. I have three questions, but let me ask. You talked about looking.
No, she's my sister. Let her ask three questions.
Not looking.
She was encouraged when I was preaching, so please clap for her. clap for her. Let's. You know, when you are preaching and you have a student, you will flow more.
Yeah.
So she was. She's one of my students today. Yeah.
So you talked about not looking at the back of people doing what you are doing. So I want to ask, what is the place of mentorship? Where does it come in?
Quickly.
Yeah.
Your mentor is somebody you can never compete with.
Okay.
Some people say they have mentor. Pastor, we know this. Some people will come to you and say, Pastor, come and mentor me. They just want to come and steal from you. You cannot steal from your mentor. Some people that we call our mentors, they are not our mentors. Number one, you can never be jealous of your mentor. He's far ahead of you. Number two, your colleague cannot be your mentor. You started the business the same year. That person cannot be your mentor. I cannot be a mentor, no matter how big. Do you understand that? Because I will see the age something, we see, no matter how big the church is. Do you understand that? So you must be honest with your mentor. You must be close to your mentor. But if you say you have a mentor and the person cannot see you, you are picking from the person on Instagram, dodging. That is not mentorship. In mentorship, you are open. The person can correct you. The person can insult you. The person can say anything. There is nothing the person will say. I was talking to pastor yesterday, and we were talking about a particular pastor. He said, Pastor, he said, I cannot say something against my father. And I said, wow. I wanted to ask him a question about a pastor. He said, Pastor, got a debate, but I cannot say something against my pastor, my father. Some people, and they will now tell the person, you are my mentor. It doesn't work. In fact, that one is natural course on his own. That many people don't know. That the person you are calling your mentor, you are cheating the person. Daddy, mommy, there is no blessing in it. Do you understand that? So, I think I've answered that. Next one.
Yeah, so, number two is, I do business. So, maybe you charge a client some huge amount of millions. And the project, you are not able to calculate your tithes. That's the issue for me. Because I can't gather what I've spent for the project. So, and logistic, everything. So I don't know how to calculate the tithes.
No, that's very simple.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't even need prayer.
Do you have do you have accounting now?
Man of God, this is a problem a lot of young professionals battle with, depending on the nature of projects that you handle. What I always tell people, and if you are lucky, you have an Android phone, good for you. If you don't have Android, get iPhone. You can download your Google Sheet, Excel, so that you can update your expenses on the go. Or on your note, on your phone, if you have a notepad, whatever you are spending now, quickly document it with the amount. Then when you get home, turn on your laptop, your Excel for that project. You must have an Excel for your project. And each project must have its own sheet on that Excel. There's a master Excel. Then you create others. Sales, you name it. This one is ABC building project. The other sheet is a Harvest World project. Whatever you are spending at the top, the date of the project starting, the amount that was disbursed, the balance when you expect the second balance to be paid or the final balance, then what you have spent, the day you spent it. All right, person, I can tell you for free. Anybody, Pastor Timmy, in the last 5 years that I have received ₦1 from, whether as a gift or in terms of business, I can tell you the month they gave me that money. I can tell you the amount. It's not prayer. They are trying to change your mindset. So it's still part of what this whole corporate, as bringing your corporate sense into the business, you have to document. At the end of the day, highlight summation E. You will see the total expense, and then you deduct it from the total amount that was disbursed. Then you have your tithe. But I know because of you handle a lot of building projects and all, sometimes it can be very challenging because you are making decisions on the go.
Yeah.
But if you are rich enough or wealthy, you can afford a PA, let them handle it. You monetize your stress. All right? Even though it's not an advice I take, but I have to give it to you. Monetize your stress or document on the go. It's going to solve that problem permanently.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry, my wife wants to add something.
Praise the Lord. So what Pastor has just described, the reason you may find it hectic is if you are doing it just because you want to calculate your tithe. You will not place priority on it because you feel it's just tithe. You actually need to keep records of your finances to even be able to ascertain your profitability per project. There's something that is called returns on investment, IRR. For every project that you handle, you must be able to understand what is profitable, what is the profit in that project, because then it also helps your business, for your business continuity. If you keep taking projects and you're spending and you can't even tell how much you are making from the project, at the end of the year, you would have worked so hard, but you have nothing to show for it. It also helps your pricing, because then by the next month, if you are taking a similar project, you know you have a record of how much it cost you to fulfill the particular project. You can mark up to make your profit for the next project, and then it helps you even in building your finances, building profitability, helping business continuity. At the middle of the year, you are not fagged out thinking, I've been working all the year with nothing to show for it.
My wife is awesome.
Sir, sorry, the final question.
All right. Ayomide, where is Ayomide?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so go ahead, please.
So when you were preaching, sir, you talked about collecting a certain amount for project, and at the end of it, it does not cover for the project, and you're not making profit. My philosophy is, I just want to, maybe for, okay, it's a typical Nigerian thing. You are doing business with me for the first time. I want to make you my customer. So I dropped down my price. And recently, a lot of people are doing what I'm doing. So if I don't drop my price down, I may not be able to get the project. So if I get the project, sometimes the profit is not much. Why some? So I want you to bring a balance to that.
Yeah, you have answered it already. It's still, so far you know what you are doing. Do you understand that? And with what you are now, you're already an expert in what you are doing. Not somebody who is just coming for the first time and out of anxiety. Do you understand that? So you have the experience. You cannot do any building projects now and it will be shady or it will not be okay. So you understand. So what we, like, it's just a business strategy too, that you are meeting this person for the first time and that one, and that's why we're always in the spirit. Do you understand that? God can just say, okay, do it this way this time around. Do it this way this time around. You can charge 10 here. You can charge 8 here. In some places, 15. Then at the end of the day, you still balance up. Do you get it? And you still maintain the 3 customers. It's okay.
So just to add to that, Tina, my advice is when you are being priced or when you are trying to price yourself, don't price yourself down on monetary thing, terms or financials. When you are trying to gain a customer and you need to give them favorable pricing, price on non-financial things like your after service, your customer service, your follow-up, your logistics. You could tell them delivery will be this amount, delivery will be cut down by this discount. Don't price down, because when you price down on financials, you are cutting short your quality and you will not be able to retain that customer in the long run.
Powerful. So I want to ask a question. For industries whereby the barrier of excellence is low, how does one stand out? So by standing out, how does one exhibit the spirit of excellence? Yes, and I don't know if I can ask my other questions.
No. Okay. With what just asked, the barrier of excellence is low in that industry.
Yes.
Ah, so easy. Just lift it.
Okay.
But wait, I understand you. I understand you. Then you, it's already an open door for you. You've seen the weaknesses. Do you understand that? Then one thing also is that you must understand that when you want to be a person of excellence too, you attract enemies. People you met there. Is he the only one? Why is he doing this way? So as you are doing that, you are like Nehemiah. That as you are building the wall with bricklayers, you put soldiers down with swords. Do you get it? So as you are building up, know that people want to pull you down. So you have to be strong now. Then definitely look at the end result. That if I do this thing, this is what I will get. To be sincere, and for all of us, let me just say this now, on the spirit of excellence, just look at what has not been done in that area. The moment it has not been done, automatically it's your vision. You look at, they don't do bread this way. I want to do bread this way. Do you get? Everybody use this kind of system. Then you know that as I'm coming in, in fact, that will motivate you. Then you prepare heavily if you want to innovate. You prepare heavily. You must be aware that some other people there, they will not like what you are doing. So if the barrier of excellence is low, just push it up. Then another thing is that they may not actually give you, for instance, they may not give you what you put on the something. Maybe where other people are spending 5 naira, you are spending 10 naira, and they still want to buy for 5 naira. How will you cope in that area? Do you understand that? Because of excellence. And please, we should be careful what is called packaging. Packaging is good, but nowadays in Nigeria, packaging is another name for corruption. You know, packaging. Many people are not real. Do you understand that? The real packaging is your spirit, the integrity, the intensity, and the continuity that I'm going to be in this thing for a very long time. That even if everybody will fade away, because there are many people faking it, just make sure that you are real. That is the real packaging.
Okay, so I also want to ask that, is excellence a spiritual capability that can be transferred, or is more of an attitude that is learned over time by factor of experience, exposure, or maybe taste or something?
Yeah, I've answered it.
Or is it a combination of the two together?
Number one, it can be transferred. Number one, you can learn it from somewhere. Then you too can transfer it to your workforce or your staff. Then what's the... Yes, you can transfer it. You can learn it. What's the next one?
Okay, and the last one is how...
He was asking,
is it a spiritual
capability that can be transferred or impacted into
actually,
someone?
Yes. When you actually want to look at the word excellence, the best definition in the Bible is, do you see any man who excel in his business?
We stand before kings.
Do you get it? He will do what?
We stand before kings and men.
So that excellence just means that you are beating barriers. That this is the standard. You continue with it. When others are giving up, you choose not to give up. You excel. You beat a standard. Then now separate from ordinary men, then to kings. There are some people that will pay you well. Some people will not pay you well.
Okay, thank you, sir. One last question. So how
session, I'll ask that.
Is the last question. So how should we see excellence? Is it more of a earthly relevance kind of thing? Like how men see it or how our father should see it? So meaning that
Let me just give you this. Do everything as if God is the one that I want to buy.
Okay.
Do you understand that? Everything you are doing, see God as your number one customer. That if God is appearing in your shop tomorrow, or is appearing in the board meeting tomorrow, is coming to your office tomorrow, what will you do? Every man is an extension of God. Do you get it? Then don't segregate people. Just make it that I'm going to serve people the way I will serve God.
The way I've shared Pastor Timmy this morning. Thank you so much, sir. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Wow. Well, I think a takeaway for me is that we need to have these conversations more. And we need to talk about some of the... we need to allow those of us who are doing active business to also take charge of forums like this. And one house, please. Pastor Timmy, about 2-3 weeks ago or less, I went to a small... Well, not a shopping mall, but it's a very small shop with my youngest son. And I wanted to get him some cake. So when we got into that store, a slice of cake was going for 1,800 naira. Somebody said her. But I've been there, you know, my son, I'm sure he was like, so I said, okay, I ordered for like more than one, you know, for myself, then him and his brother. But you know, I couldn't stop thinking about the price. Like, why will a slice of cake be priced at one? It is still this matter of pricing. Eh? The first time I bought that cake from that small store, I wanted to complain. I just said, oh, guy, you're a big man. Pay and go. When I got into the car, I said, let me even... out of annoyance, let me just... You know, when you spend your money, you have to eat. So I just took a bite out of the cake. Wow. And I relaxed. It tasted so different. Ah! I said, this is the reason. I said, this is 1.8. Ah! I didn't complain about the price again. I now knew why whoever decided not to sell it as a whole cake. Can you see that idea? As a whole cake, but she cut it into slices. And she let them pay 1.8, 1.8, 1.8, 1.8, 1.8. And as at the time I got there, we had about just 4 slices left. So which means people have been coming since morning and they've been paying. So price is not really the problem. Are you as good as you claim? Are you as good as you claim or you are faking it? If you work in a place and everybody is thinking in the left direction, and you want to think on the in the right direction. I said to you, I said, Bishop T.D.J. said, even while we lived in the slum, we didn't dream there. You don't get it. He said what he said, because he explained it. He said in those days where they used to live, him and his wife, they were trusting God for a breakthrough then. He said the church was not growing. Nothing was working. It was poor. Can you imagine Bishop T.D.J., the way you know him now, telling you that he has been very poor, that he was living in a slum? Say, but that's where we were. And my wife was with me. He said, so it's like you take your kabu, your car. He said he would drive to Ikoyi. I'm just giving you an example. He would drive to Ikoyi, sit down and start looking at the high-rise buildings. Ah, one day, this will be, our house will be here. One day, we'll build a church here. One day, our school, children will go to this school. One day, he said we started dreaming there. Are you getting the gist? So he said, even though we lived in the slum, we didn't dream there. He said he would take his small car and drive to where the wealthy people in his city lived. And he would sit down in the car. Because they couldn't, if you come down, somebody ask you, you can't loiter around. People will challenge you. So he would just say, look at that place. Ah, look at, we'll build a house. We'll have water behind a small, he said we just kept dreaming, until one day we woke up, we were there. Whether it's in your business, and let me tell you, you must refuse to be small. If you are small in this life, people will step on your head. Yes. You must refuse it. Some of you, your parents were very nice people, but because they were small, the enemy came and sowed tears. You must refuse it. You should be a better version of your generation. Refuse it. There's nothing small about God. He's the most excellent. He's the most excellent. There's nothing small about God. If you're a fashion designer, Lisa Parada, Lord, that which my eyes has not seen, show me. My client needs a building structure. We need to design a model to present to them. Lord, Yikalima, Sorade, as people pray in tongues for deliverance. You can use tongues for so many things. Stay there. People don't stay long enough. You just pray 2 minutes. You can't get anything like you are praying 2 minutes prayer and you have been born again for 5 years. Say, we show me. Say, we hear a voice behind me. Is that on the plate of Amala? He said, we hear a voice telling me this is the right way. A lot of people are spiritual. A lot of people are holy. But a lot of people lack direction. They lack direction. They don't know what to do. But they are very holy. They are not committing sin. But if you tell them left or right, they don't know. They'll tell you, go and see that person. Because they don't know. And the man of lower understanding will be a servant to the man of greater understanding. It's the law of life. So whatever you do, become a master at it. I saw a joke online last week. The guy said, I almost posted it, but I said, let me not cause problem. The guy said, yeah, you want to do masters. He said, the BSc you did, nothing came out of it. What are you trying to master? So I thought about it. I said, well, it could be very provocative. So I enjoyed the joke myself, but because some of us have masters, and they're asking us that, what are you mastering? You don't know how to do anything. He had talked about ideation, the process of building ideas, how to build an idea out of nothing. Go out, live here. Go to the market. Buy a vision board. Go and buy a whiteboard. I know you don't have space in your house. Go and live here today. Don't buy any wig or any credit. Tomorrow, first thing, go be the first to get to the market. Buy a whiteboard. And if you don't know, I will supply you. Since you don't know where to, you will pay for it. I'm not selling whiteboard though. That's just a joke. Because somebody will say, the pastor says, come and buy whiteboard. Don't buy again. I'm sorry. Go and buy whiteboard. There's something powerful about just standing and writing. Just writing. To do. One, call doctor this morning, 8 a.m. Two, send an email 8:45 to head of department. Three, develop a blueprint for the next project, this project, blah, blah, blah. Four, by the time you are looking at that board for, and you're in front of your computer, when the spirit of slumber comes, you will know it is the devil. You can walk your way into productivity. You can walk your way. Most people are just playing. I was sharing with Pastor yesterday. I said we have devised a way how to preach in other languages. I've told myself in the next 2 weeks, okay, anyway, it's not your business, but I've told him. Some of the things we know. I hope you know that on YouTube, the biggest players in YouTube outside the English-speaking people are Indians. In terms of population. So think about it. You have this French and the Spanish folks there. In case you think that they speak English in heaven, I came here to tell you that English is not a very important language in heaven. It's not very important. Like a country that, one country alone, over 1 billion. So just think about it. Think about your business. Dr. Kola was here some time ago. He started a garment factory in India. He's black. We are of the same age. Go on. That thing that you are doing, say you like writing poems, say, there's a market for it. But I know you just like to do it to the glory of God. Now we will do it to the glory of men. Both God and men. The Bible says Jesus had favor with both God and man. How can you have favor only with God? For you to be rich on earth, you must have favor with men. It is favor with men that brings wealth. If not, your money, you'll be seeing it when you pray, but it will be in the spirit realm. It will never come down. So everything ranging from how you treat people, how you talk, dress for your assignment, everything comes together, because the moment the vision is clear, you will know what you can't wear. All this thing about, oh, ladies dress, is because you don't know where you are. The moment it becomes clear, you are going to White House. The moment your target is White House, you know that before they allow you, they will go and check your past history. So you start dressing. Dress for the occasion. So it's not prayer, it's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Just, if you're either playing or you are praying. So praying now is not just praying, but doing everything you need to do. Huh? My twin brother, who is that former Indian prime minister? The one that I prophesied about. Rishi Sunak. That I prophesied will become... The man did not remember me after I prophesied. But I've forgiven him. I've heard the message today. I've forgiven. The man came, first day in the office, he brought his gods. We are in them. I know the way they remove the last person. I will not allow you to remove me anyhow. He put his candles. Oshanosi. You'll be a joker to think that spiritual, to think that politicians don't understand altars. You'll be a joker to think that business people don't understand altars. There's a bank in VI there. They were building their head office. They went to bring a guru, an Indian guru, to come and tell them which position the headquarters should face. From India. Which expense would they write in their finance team? They'll say flight for business consultant. They won't say for guru. They won't say for Babalawo. They'll say business for flight ticket for business consultant for international business. But they will not write something there. So I see Ben will not be saying, are you people in church? The man came. He came. They had already started raising the bill. I will not. It's a big bank. It's not a Nigerian bank. The man looked at it. He looked. Check the star. And it's something I can do. I'll just come. I will now fall. I say, this building is not good here. The man called the MD, the CEO, said, change the direction of this building to this place. The actor said, no, it's not possible. Based on the landscape, he said, the chairman said, obey him. You are just an architect. You are just an engineer. This one is a spiritual man. He said, move they change everything. But when they come on TV, on channels, Nigeria, we are working, or we are going to do this, we are going there. Forget that thing. Where there are meetings with Baba. Pastor said, I told you that story now. He went to Ogun State and he saw senators, head of service, he saw speakers in Southwest, in the bush. Pastor said, he's still in this church. Back came out with Paco. Some of you don't know what Paco is. Wearing white. Man of God, I thought it was women that kneel down when they greet people. I saw he saw them kneeling down. Baba, Ekayosa, Baba. I said, prostrate. He said, no, you can't prostrate. If you prostrate, you miss the blessing. They knelt down. As they were coming, they were dropping envelopes, dollars. The man that Osei brought there, he didn't know it was Baba. That was how they were going. That one brought latest Samsung phone from the UK. Say, Baba, so that I've loaded it with credit, WhatsApp, everything, so I can be having direct access to you. Huh? You are not hearing. I said, the man said he wants to be having direct. Baba said, I don't need all these gadgets. If I want to talk to you, I know how to reach. Is that not scary? Is that not scary? Baba said, if I want to talk to you, I know how to. I will come to you in your dream. I will appear in your house. He says, I don't need that. He said, Baba, please just take it. Drop about 9 million or 10 million. Hey, you can bring this one, but that phone. I don't know. Where will I press? What will I press on the phone? I don't need that. I have spiritual intelligence. Listen to me. You are leaving this place a champion. Yeah. From today, the Holy Spirit becomes the senior partner in your business. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Let's appreciate the Lord this morning. I'm happy. I got an information that Tumininu's mom is in the house. Praise God. Please. You are welcome, ma. God, can we appreciate our mommy? God bless you, ma. Hallelujah. That's the way we greet as Christians. In those days, in our old churches, it is what it is. Hallelujah. Are we blessed today? Next Sunday is going to be brutal. So, wear your khaki. Wear your khaki. Because if the HP start moving, I cannot carry anybody. Wear your khaki.